Mike, you say you have something to start with.
Sure thing. Thank you, Mark. Hello, all, and welcome back once again to this incredible classroom of value and intention. You know, we sail the unpredictable seas of evolution and experiential growth, and I personally have had a stormy week at sea and swallowed a bit of seawater. Some may have experienced calm sailing, while others may have dropped anchor for a bit. But now we all find our way into the calm and comforting bay of the Father's love, his peaceful cradle, to gather, to learn, to re-energize, to fill up with love and truth, and to rejoice in our experiences that we may share and grow from our earned and courageous travels. So I was nudged to share something with you in stillness the other day, and so here it is. I want to quickly ask a sort of rhetorical question for all of you to ponder over the days to come. And this question sort of was inspired by the lessons I've received in these sessions, so I figured it was appropriate to share in this forum. Although this question might sound simple at first, the answer will no doubt be much more profound than you might initially be aware of. You know, the first answers to pop in your head may be logistical and seemingly straightforward, but the deeper you allow yourself to ponder, the more you will begin to discover the synchronicity of your journey and the leadings of spirit which so lovingly guide you along. And in this light, you will realize your goals, which are in constant flux as you grow and mature spiritually. So the question is, what has brought you to this moment? Why are you here right now? And allow me to elaborate a bit on this question. What in your experiences, in your thinking, in your feeling, what about your outward and inward pursuits has revealed to you the source of your faith, which strengthens and guides the choices you make regarding how you spend your time? What decisions have brought you here, and what decisions will you carry through? So this question helps to reveal to us origins and destinies, which are unique in all of our own personal timelines. If you remember to ponder this question in the coming weeks, for each time this question arises within you, you will be reminded that each moment holds within it opportunity to live up to the faith which grows and evolves within you. The faith is organic, and the faith is alive, an infinite source of increasing awareness and understanding. The spirit ideals which you experience grow as you grow, and your perceptions of simple concepts such as love, truth, beauty, and goodness are revealed on higher and higher levels, pure and purer, each time you step forward in faith and intention. So, of course, such a question as this may serve in profound situations, complex crossroads in your life, but even the seeming simplest of places, this is applicable. You know, maybe waiting in line at the grocery store or strolling in the park. What brought you there? What opportunity is awaiting even now in that moment? Opportunities to act with love, opportunities to fulfill service to the Father, opportunities to learn by focused listening, opportunities to teach what you know and to love, to open up that circuit and allow that love to flow through you as you color it with your unique personality tone and soul timbre. You know, Majorensen actually touched on this point last week when he was remarking on that we need to look for these opportunities because they are there ready to be revealed to us if we are seeking them. So I know what has brought me here tonight, and it's probably not to hear me ramble on, but I seek to share in these experiences with all of you, to feast from the sweet spiritual fruits and berries we are constantly blessed with from the friendly universe and the infinite adventurous depths within us. So my journey to this moment is the culmination of my supreme desires to seek for truth, to want to be a better version of my true self. And I suspect the same goes for all gathered here tonight. So now I will step back to observe as I add this experience to my soul. I ask my thought adjuster to connect with all of your adjusters, that we may heighten our newfound senses and extend our collective antenna of spiritual receptivity. So let us rejoice that these experiences we have tonight are contributions for the Supreme to add to the slow and steady progress of light and life, and that all our moments of sailing the seas of progress become gifts upon gifts to freely give to the Father, who provides us with all the necessary renews of mind, body, spirit, and personality that we may realize our true nature and future place amongst vast, glorious, and exciting creation. So I'd like to welcome Mark to the podium as our guest TR tonight. Thank you, Mark, for joining us, for freely giving us your creativity and devoted service. And we are all eager to paint a portrait of spirit growth together. So take it away, my brother.
Mike, is it possible for you to remain online for a little bit? Or do you have to?
Sure.
Okay, good. Well, actually, Mike, I'd like to discuss with you a little bit about what just happened there and make some observations and have you comment on them, because what you just said there was completely drenched in spirit, and it was so saturated with spirit that it's easy to see that there were a number of influences in there with you. And what I'm trying to approach here with this line of thinking and questioning is, you know, how did that feel when you were coming up with the words to say just there? Knowing the process myself, I'm thinking that there was a creative flush there that you felt, and I'd like to kind of touch on that if you have a minute to talk about that.
Sure. Some of the most interesting and, you know, sort of profound lessons that reveal themselves to me happen with the sort of tension and release of the vicissitudes of living in a lot of my experience. You know, not to say that when everything is perfect and smooth sailing, these things don't pop through, but it seems that in those desperate times when I'm sort of feeling overwhelmed with life, that to really extend forward in that stillness and really try to return to center and sort of step outside yourself. And that's kind of what I felt as this came through. It started with a feeling of peace, which is one of the reasons why I love the metaphor of the ocean and the stormy waves, because it is that peace of returning to what I feel is home. When that experience begins to come to pass, I feel very much that collaborative essence between myself and that spirit dwelling within. And it is so amorphous and organic, the feeling. I feel sometimes it's revealing what I already knew in a deja vu type way that I now have for the first time to stand back and actually look at rather than to experientially earn, if that makes any sense.
Oh, yes, yes, very well. That's very good. Now, when you say come through, what I'm trying to do is get to the point of why some folks come around this form is try to do this identification thing of when and where this happens so that they can identify it in their lives. And so I'm thinking that, you know, discussion of how it feels when this happens is part of what we're doing here. And I really resonate to what you were saying about the cooperative thing. You touched on another thing about coming through. And I think that's something that might need some elaboration.
Sure. I almost look at it as a filter or even a prism, and the light is hitting. The light is always there. The light is always saturated around us, and we have that choice to either open our blinds and allow that light to, you know, refract and reflect the nature and unique pattern of our personality. And so when I say come through, it very much comes hand in hand with the collaboration and the creative sort of prerogatives that we're blessed with. So that feeling is something of, well, it's beyond description to an extent, but it's letting go of that tight grasp that we sometimes have when we're just sort of attempting something new or attempting to, I know I can equate this to music and to playing an instrument. You want to, you know, you see somebody that's a virtuoso and you want to jump in and play, but when you first start, you're very tense, you don't know how to hit the keys, and you have to stumble through. But there's a feeling that you get of progress, and I liken it the same way. You sometimes can sort of clam up and be tight and not let that light in and not let it reflect, or let it reflect dimly. And I think when you've hit that point where you're open to that light coming through and you're collaborating with it, it's a timeless feeling. It's a feeling of peace, and it's a feeling that you are learning something, and which I think is one of the reasons why this is so incredible as a personal way to grow, because, you know, this profoundly has taught me and influenced me, and if I didn't share it with anyone, it has a value, but, you know, then to share it, I think, is really enhances it.
Okay, but, can I ask you, I'm assuming that when this came through, this inspired thinking, that you wrote it down, and then what we just heard was you reading that. Am I correct?
That is correct, yes.
Okay, so what I'm trying to get at here is when you were writing it down, is that another point at which you felt this inspiration enter into the equation?
Yes, yes, and that's a good point to bring up too, because in my stillness, this notion came through in a very different way. When I went to sit down to write and to sort of journal it, the exercise of journaling, it evolved into something much more complex, or much, not complex, but it evolved into something much more colorful and much more involved, so to speak.
Right.
So it did sort of morph with the stages. And what's interesting too is after I write, as I write and as I read, or I write and I go back and read, the intellect jumps in and can sometimes be a real benefit and can sometimes be, you know, an hindrance depending on how you want to use that part of your being. But it definitely, that's where it became collaborative. In the stillness, it came like popping into your head, just open yourself to that intention. Then when I sat down to write, that intention was in my mind, in my consciousness, and that's what flowed out onto the paper.
Right. Beautiful, mate. I love it.
Awesome. Awesome. Well, I'm happy to share.
Okay, so there you have it, my other mates. There we have a right before us a testimony of a brother and how steps play and work with each other. We notice he took the step of the centering. He made the motion to be centered. He then provided more motion into the equation by sitting down and allowing the act of journaling. At which point there was, well, before which point, but at some point there was this great influx of inspiration, of spirit that came upon him, not because he was sitting on the couch doing nothing, but because he was in motion. He was allowing entropy to take him in a direction that could be guided. So we have all the steps of the equation being put into place, and we have the results, which we all heard, which were, without question, inspired words.
And I'd like to, I want to throw in there, too, that the incredible value in all of these sessions that we participate in on a weekly basis, you know, even in our study groups discussing concepts and trying to elevate our understanding. And one of the concepts that stuck in my mind today, actually, is this fact that we are all unique revelations of truth, but unique in the sense that we can disclose our experience of truth. But our experience of truth is a reflection of the whole, of our experiences. So in a very real way, these things which come through are influenced not only by myself or by my adjuster or by my creative aspect of intelligence or any of those things, but they are also very much inspired by all the people and the experiences that inspire me, as well as all the truth that we are exposed to and that we interpret with our own level of understanding. That truth is reflecting amongst all of us. It's like we're passing the ball around. Each time you get the ball, you add something to it and you pass it around. And that's what I feel. I feel like something like this, when it happens, I attribute it to my many encounters, not just maybe coming from somewhere that's elusive, but that this is something that has been resonating inside of me and was ready to reveal itself, and I was ready to bring it into the forefront of my conscious mind and translate that thought into word.
Okay, so you have inspiration, you have creation. You've done the thought, word, and the deed in this instance that we're discussing. You are invested in the process, and now we get to that point that you touched on before that has to be shown again. That point of you're there, you're inspired, you're in the zone, and now do you exhibit the courage and the faith to go ahead and do what you feel is right, do what you're inspired about, to read your writing like Mike did bravely here for us all tonight in demonstration? Because that's where it really, the rubber meets the road. It's one thing to be inspired and to think you're inspired and to feel inspired, but do we have what it takes to manifest that into the real world, to bring it into our reality? So I thank Mike here today for such a glorious example of the whole process right before our eyes. Well done.
Thank you. Thank you very much, Mark.
It's a beautiful thing, and it's wonderful to have a brother express it in such eloquent terms. So thank you.
Well, thank you. And I feel honored and inspired when I think about, you know, this energy circuit. So, you know, I thank everybody that's here because everybody is a contributor to these moments.
Right. I'm with you on that. Well, this has been a wonderful little example, real time, life right out there, right in front of us. We're bringing the lab right into the classroom and doing it right there. I love it.
Excellent. Yeah, that's what this is about.
Yes, yes. Well, I suppose we could go on to a more, I guess, traditional form, if you can call it that, and see what the voice might have to comment on about that.
All right, I will step aside and take it away.
I must admit, just so that it's a matter of record for all those out there to know, that while this may seem, you know, routine and regular, and to some degree it is because of the sheer number of times done this, the fact is that it's always a little bit nerve-wracking. And there's always that moment where courage has to be summoned. So, you know, no matter what, I always have to walk through that and always have to confront that issue. So that's why I use a little short prayer. And I picture myself kneeling in humbleness before our divine parents. And I ask for the strength and the courage to go forward with that which is uncertain and unknown. Even though there may be faith and there may be trust, there still is some uncertainty. That always is slightly unnerving. Thank you, Divine Parents, for what you bring, the love that you flood into this equation. Thank you for the wonderful inspiration that you give us, like our example of our brother and friend Mike here today, gives us in this hour to rejoice and see that spirit is so effective. And we are all learning as we go. It's a joy to see this process of learning and growing happen right before our eyes. Thank you for all this. It is all such grace that emanates from you. We rejoice to accept it. Thank you.
Greetings. This is Henry here.
Welcome.
Thank you. It's good to be here this evening and to get into the thought adjuster space. Continuing into the journey of human thought adjuster transactions, I was thinking this week of the wonderful relationship that becomes created with trust and faith in the Father. I was reading just last night in the Jesus Papers when Jesus said, "The law of the universe is ask and you shall receive, and seek and you shall find." And I realize that both of those things have become a reality in life, a further evidence that this information is real. It is something in which we can activate and participate and trust in, that there is a tremendous resource of love within. Sometimes we forget to tap into this tremendous resource of love. This evening I will let the adjuster speak. Good evening. It is again an opportunity to be given a voice to human ears. It is tremendous and wonderful to inhabit a conscious human being. The adjuster's work becomes tremendously effective when one becomes conscious of the inner workings. Spirit always has a soft touch. Much like the wind, you can watch things move, but you don't really see the wind. You just sort of can feel it. A relationship of trust is tremendously important in the ability of the human soul to begin to give expression to lessons learned, to begin to exhibit characteristics, fruit. In a sense, it is not a tremendous reward for finding God, for as a son of God, all men and women are equally given spiritual opportunities to grow. Opportunities of growth begin to help the human to integrate other spiritual circuits. The circuits in the universe, the circuits of the mother spirit through nature, through the animal world, the creator son's spirit, the social human aspect, the brotherhood part. My work is tremendously solitary until like-minded people begin to express work with the indwelling spirit of our Father. And in time, there will be places where this will be a reality, and my work becomes more of a general direction. Specific work with humans, therefore, becomes necessary for a reciprocal contact, a recognition from within the human soul. It is always a wonderful pleasure to make progress within a human mind, no matter how incremental is the process. The point at which fusion takes place is still a long way off, even for the subject that I indwell. Any progress is notable. As man begins to progress inward, man begins to secure an outward reality. Man begins to stand in a certain way, in a sense of knowingness, certainty, and faith and trust. In these areas, all thought adjusters work within the human mind. Though, with each one of you, it is specific to your individual necessities and lessons. Thank you this evening. Thank you, Mark, for allowing me this opportunity to share.
I would access this opportunity granted. I am this one's voice to be given voice at this time. And I would have a couple of observations to make. You notice in communications such as this, or any time when mortals of the realm have been used as the conduit or vehicle for transmission of spiritual information, there is the necessity of using the thought patterns and vocabulary and thinking structure of the vehicle to be used, much as you must make allowances for the different instruments and how they must be played in the musical field. Once one finds out how to use an instrument, one is able to make beautiful music using the parameters of the instrument. And that is similarly what necessarily occurs when you are hearing any message such as this. There may be a message, and there is as well a messenger. And the two must act together and coordinate for the benefit of the purpose of being true to the message. And in such cases as this, the individuals involved may be good and true and righteous in their desire to do the best they can in the process. And even so, there will be gaps and miscommunications when you are trying to bring spiritual principles into material word symbols to be communicated and reassembled into examples of values and meanings. This entire process is fraught with things that could go wrong in terms of accurate portrayal of these concepts from the one dimension into the other. But the sincerity and dedication of the partners ensure that there will be some success. And so it is that you register some success in this attempt by these partners to bring forth such communication. It must, of a certainty, fall short of perfection, as this material manifestation is distinctly lacking in perfection, but is rich with growth and potential. And that is the paradigm we find ourselves in. There will always be the influence of the instrument, in this case, the human component. It will bring its tone and its flavor and its capabilities and limitations all to the process. And so we must accept the instruments we are working with and simply strive to learn to play them as well as we can, to make the best use of them, and in so doing, to most accurately portray real meanings and values. I call many of you to witness in this process that the results have been real and tangible for the efforts extended. And most certainly, there have been limitations and imperfections throughout, but that is the paradigm in which we find ourselves. Those
who seek most certainly find the truth, the beauty, and the goodness contained within. And they are ready to gather these bits and pieces and assemble them into their wisdom. Thank you all once again for coming together under this common circumstance of desiring to illuminate further this aspect of the self, this inspirational contribution that we may explore further and further and discover more and more about this aspect of the self. I applaud those who have put themselves in motion in this process, for they will surely be guided. I bid you all farewell.